Mr. Bate, you know, I came to this job just a little over a month ago, and that one of the first things I had to do was to ensure Liberia's approval in the Extended Credit Facility Program of the IMF. It's a 40-month program, and we got $210 million to show up our reserve. And at coming to Washington, D.C., to attend the IMF World Bank annual meetings was an opportune time to brief partners on the progress we've made and the challenges we've encountered. So the meetings have been very productive.
In layman's terms now, does this mean an additional loan? And what would it be used for?
Well, the $210 million support does not come in one tranche. It comes within a 40-month period. We have agreed benchmarks. The IMF team will be in Liberia to begin some review by the 6th of November. Actually, the funds are a very low interest-bearing facility extended by the IMF. This fund will be used to beef up the reserve at the central bank. The threshold for good monetary and economic health is that a country should have its reserve should be able to finance at least 3 months of imports. Liberia's reserve position is such that we can only finance a little over 2 months of imports. So we are beefing up the reserve to meet that minimum threshold and show to the world that our economic indicators are sound. So it is not an on-budget support. It is to beef up the central bank's reserve. The government took some funds from the central bank's reserve that this government we have to replenish. So we are budgeting nothing less than $15 million to start that replenishment process next year.
As I followed developments from Liberia, I think I may be right to say recently the Central Bank of Liberia has had some problems. So what are some of the economic challenges facing your government, including the central bank?
Well, the Central Bank of Liberia has its own issues. The government has its own issues, although there are other opportunities. I'm not the chief monetary official of the government. But in terms of challenges, one of them that is very teething is our huge debt situation. We have a debt stock now that stands at $2.5 billion United States dollars. What this means is that our debt-to-GDP ratio is around 56%. It is termed as moderate risks of debt distress, but we are verging on high risks of debt distress. So we are going to be implementing some what we call prudent debt management strategy. Also, the debt service obligation is taking bigger and bigger chunks of the fiscal space.
The Boakai government has made fighting corruption one of its priority topics. But almost every day, there seems to be news about corruption coming out of Liberia. So as you meet with these multilateral institutions soliciting funding for your government's development programs, do they raise concerns about how the funding the government is seeking would be used untainted?
Yeah, those concerns are naturally there all the time with government, and but the concerns are also the concerns of partners. Are not just concerns being raised, but what we are doing about those concerns. What we are saying here is that we are going to be prioritizing the whole process of governance. We are going to be scaling up support to the General Auditing Commission that is doing some good job. We are also going to be scaling up support for prosecution and to all the integrity institutions. We are scaling up support for technology that can prevent corruption. Even at the Ministry of Finance, we are improving technology. We are putting in systems. Our partners are supporting those systems in system improvements, because there's one thing to talk about corruption, but it's another thing to prevent corruption. And one of the things we are working on is something called an electronic document management system, which will help to even enhance audits. The PPCC has started to launch this something called an e-procurement exercise. The more we take human intervention from processes, the better for us. So there are going to be actions on finding out what happened, prosecuting, but preventing. So our partners are supporting these processes, and that we have shown and we have told them that we're going to be committed to this process. I'm going to lead the charge at the Ministry of Finance and working with all the integrity institutions to make sure that government resources are giving us the best value. When we budget funds, we get the best impact for the money that we are spending. So our partners know the challenges, and they are also very comfortable with the actions we are taking to address those challenges.